This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Carla DeVille will be in the home white uniforms tonight, trimmed out in the blue and the red Cavaliers in blue lettering across the front of the home whites. For Hillsboro, they are in the road black uniforms tonight, trimmed out in the orange and the white Hilltoppers in orange lettering across the front of the road blacks. Busy week of basketball here on WSMI. Coming up tomorrow night, boys action. Hillsboro at Litchfield live at 7:20. Thursday night, Hillsboro-Litchfield girls live at 6 o'clock. And then on Saturday, we will have our regional quarterfinal action. South County and Litchfield live at 2. Carla DeVille and Gillespie live at 6. All of it here on FM 106.1 and WSMIRadio.com. It is Fraley and Staten to jump. And the tap is controlled by the Carla DeVille Cavaliers. And they will get it to start. As DeBerzy brings it into the front court, working on Fraley, man-to-man for Hillsboro. Bounce pass never got up high enough for Loveless to corral. Out of bounds it goes, and that's how our game gets started here tonight. Here comes Sierra Compton into the front court, the 5'7 junior, an all-junior starting lineup for Brett Tekin and the Toppers. Top of the key with Carlock. Bounce pass right wing into the hands of Compton now. Sierra wants to attack, gets to the foul line. Bounce pass looking for White, went right through the legs of White, picked up by Rupert, but Laney was on the in line, and the clubs exchanged turnovers here on their opening possessions. 7:28 for the opening quarter of play. Hillsboro falls back into their half-court man-to-man defense as Jill Staten has the basketball in her right hand. Across the timeline comes Jill. Man, she's played a lot of basketball for Darren Deneve and the Cavaliers. Finally, a senior. She's one of those kids. It seems like she's been here for about 6 years. She has logged a lot of minutes. Here's DeBerzy. Leaves it back for Staten. Jill attacks left side, lost the handle, and out of bounds it goes. So two possessions, two turnovers for Carlinville. When you play Carlinville, you know offensively it's going to be a slugfest. As there's a nice slip pass, Rupert to White off the window. It's good. Beautiful give-and-go action that time from Laney Rupert finding Megan White with the slip bounce pass. The bucket's usually hard to come by against this Carlinville defense. It keeps them in a lot of ball games. But now Staten has her pocket picked clean by Laney Rupert. Another nice bounce pass across the lane. The layup is good for Sierra Compton. Defense into easy offense for the Toppers. 4-0 Hillsboro, 6.5 minutes for the opening quarter. On the right wing with Jordan Loveless. Loveless on the right wing, brings it across the head of the key, hands it off to Lily Reels. Entry pass in the high post to DeBerzy. She will turn and face on Fraley. She lost the handle, turned it over. 4 possessions, 4 turnovers for Carlinville. As it's the Hillsboro defense early, setting the stage. 6-10 first quarter, 4-0 Toppers with the lead and the basketball. Here's Kennedy Carlock, leaves it for Compton, fires a three online but short, and the rebound is off the foot of Megan White out of bounds. It'll be Carlinville basketball. 2 minutes gone by, first quarter. 4 points for Hillsboro, 4 turnovers for Carlinville. Got the Brad Underwood Show for you tonight, 7 o'clock over on 105.3 The Ox, as Illinois will be at Purdue tomorrow night, 7 o'clock with the pregame coverage tomorrow evening on The Ox. Illinois 10-2 right now in Big Ten play, but a big, big test coming up. Oh, Loveless lost awareness as that is Rupert, who came in from behind for the steal, then blew the layup, gets it back, and she traveled. Loveless never saw Laney Rupert coming from behind that time, and Laney picked her pocket clean, but then rushed the layup a little bit, left it short, got the rebound back, but then she was called for traveling as she shuffled her feet. Carlinville fortunate there. 5 possessions, 5 turnovers, but yet they're down just 4. 5:25 for the first quarter. Jill Staten gets a couple of high ball screens at the top of the key, turns the corner, kicks it in the corner, Reels, 3, yes. Lily Reels knocks down the corner pocket triple, and it's 4-3 Toppers. 5:15 for the first quarter. Here's Sierra Compton, gets a nice screen from Fraley. Alex now has it between the circles, dribble handoff to Carlock. Leaves it for Laney. Rupert open for 3. Yes. Laney Rupert knocks down her first bucket of the night. Makes it 7-3 Hillsboro. You give her a little bit of space and she will make you pay. Here's Staten on the right wing. Jill crosses over, gets to the middle of the lane, hangs, spun out, no good. And the rebound down to the Toppers, but we'll get a jump ball. As that was Hannah Gibson who got the tie-up on White, but the Toppers will have it on the arrow. into the hands of Sierra Compton. Sierra, one pass in the front court to Rupert. Laney thought about pulling from about 22 feet. Instead, between the circles, leaves it for Fraley. On the right wing now with Carlock. Kennedy Carlock back up top to Compton. Left block down to White. Oh, fake baseline, spins middle. Now she's trapped, gets it off to Compton, and a three-second call on the Toppers. As once White made that move and passed it back out, she had to get out of the lane, and she did not do so. Third Hillsborough turnover. 4:20 first quarter, a 7-3 Hillsborough lead. Here's Staten out front, dribbles away from trouble, keeps the bounce alive. Good job by Rupert to stay right in front of Staten there, and Laney deflects it out. It'll stay with the Cavaliers. Laney Rupert has the long black sleeve shirt under her jersey. Jill Staten, the long white sleeve shirt under her jersey. Here's Taberzi, gets it in to Staten. Jill Staten thought about the three. Rupert cut that off. Jill spins, left elbow, dumps it back to Taberzi now. Isabella Taberzi leaves it for Staten. Open for three. Got it. Jill Staten cans the three ball off the left wing. Her first bucket. Carlinville has two threes, and it's a 7-6 Hillsborough lead, 3:45 for the first quarter. Laney Rupert across the timeline leaves it for Compton. Sierra Compton, bounce pass up top it goes to Megan White, high above her head in surveys. Oh, nice pass down to the right block to Rupert. Spins baseline quickly off the window. It's good for Laney. Five first quarter points for Rupert. A very nice find from Megan White there. She had some steam on that pass to get it from the top of the key down to the right block. Here's Staten, little dribble handoff to Lily Reels. Top of the key now to Taberzi. Isabella will work opposite the ball screen, works left, leaves it for Staten, left wing, back rim too strong, rebound down to Rupert. Laney wants to push here. It's a one-on-two fast break. Rupert all the way to the rim, lays it up and in front of the 10 for Laney Rupert. She has seven. Nice aggressive take right there. 11-6 Toppers, 3 minutes for the first quarter. Staten comes right back, a little too strong off the left baseline, and Hillsborough pushing again into the front court with Compton. Sierra all the way to the rim off the window. It's good for Compton. 4-4 Sierra, 13-6 Hillsborough, as they've gotten out into transition here. Gotten some easy buckets. 2:35 first quarter. Here's Lily Reels. Gets a screen from Taberzi, right wing with Gibson. Dribble handoff to Brilly Weiser, who's checked in for the Cavies. Leaves it back for Reels. She'll take a three ball, way too strong, nothing but air this time. Rebound to the floor, Megan White able to get there in front of Gibson. Then White loses it. Coming up the floor, out of bounds it goes in front of the stage, and it will be the fourth turnover on Hillsborough. And with 2:20 to play in the first quarter, we will get our first quarter mask timeout. Hillsborough 13, Carlinville 6. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WUSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the Big House on West Main in Carlinville. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing the South Central Conference girls action with Hillsborough out in front of Carlinville 13-6. Cavies turned it over their first five possessions. Carlinville has it in the front court with Staten. Skip pass to Reels in the right corner now to Braley Weiser. Weiser tries to go baseline, cut off there by Carlock. Picks up the dribble in the corner, trapped. Gets it off to Addie Rule, who checked in at the timeout, but then Addie can't handle it cleanly. Another Carlinville turnover, their sixth. Here comes Rupert, right wing. Leaves it top of the key for Compton. Bounce pass top of the key to Sophia Blankenship, who checked in at the timeout, the 5'8 sophomore. And away from the basketball, we've got a whistle and foul. It's going on Carlinville, I think, as Staten powered her way through that screen. Team's first, Staten's first. Baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. It'll be Compton to throw in. She will lob it out to Fraley near midcourt. Laney Rupert comes and gets the basketball. Laney has it now right side of the key, picked up the bounce, dumps it off to Sierra Compton. Compton wants to drive left, gets down to the left block, bounce pass out to Fraley, 15-footer too strong, and the rebound down to the Cavaliers and to Bersey. Here comes Bella, dumps it off to Staten. 90 seconds, first quarter, a 7-point Hillsborough lead. Hoppers on a little 6-0 spurt here as Staten keeps the bounce alive at the right elbow. Now she brings it across to the left elbow. Gets all the way to the rim, attacks, and draws the foul. Free throws for Jill Staten. She just did a nice job there of keeping the dribble alive. So many times you'll see a player pick up the basketball there and get themselves in a bit of a pickle. The foul on Compton, Sierra's first. Staten, the lone senior on the roster, knocks down the toss. 4 points for Jill Staten. And there'll be a lot of times tonight, if not the entire time, well, she'll be the only senior on the floor. Allie Schnarney, 5'5", senior for the Toppers, has checked in. She's just one of two seniors on Hillsborough's team as that second free throw rattles out. 13-7. Hillsborough with the lead. Now Staten into the passing lane. Can she save it? No. Ran out of room as that ball bounces off the scorer's table, but good anticipation there to shoot that passing lane. 70 seconds, first quarter. A six-point lead for the Toppers. And it goes to Lainey Rupert, met out there by Jill Staten. Staten playing with that one foul, has to be careful as Rupert turns the corner, gets it to Fraley, but Alex too strong off the window, and the rebound down to the Cavvy. Staten passed the midcourt to Gibson. Hannah couldn't handle it cleanly. Seventh, Carthenville turnover. Lead pass to Rupert. She missed the layup. Sierra Compton, though, hustled back and got the rebound. Rupert will fire from 18. That's an air ball. And the rebound down to Jordan Loveless as Jill Staten's shoe came untied. She had to stop and get that laced up. Loveless wanted to throw the basketball, but good thing she looked before she passed. Jill was bent down tying her shoe. 33 seconds, first quarter. Staten has it now left wing, and she lost the handle. Out of bounds it goes. And now she'll get that shoe retied again. Now, she never had it tied right the first time. Eighth, Carthenville turnover. Eight turnovers, 7 points in the first quarter for the Cavvies. Jill still getting that sneaker laced up. Now she's ready. It's always harder to tie a shoe when you know everybody's waiting for you to get it tied. 25 seconds, first quarter. 13-7, Hillsborough with the lead. As Compton's pass almost went out of bounds, but Rupert was able to corral it on the sideline. She leaves it for Fraley on the right block. Back to Lainey. Three ball. Left it a little bit short. Rebound tapped around. Goes right to the Toppers. Off the window too strong for Blankenship. And the rebound down to Gibson. Her outlet pass tipped by Rupert. And it'll stay with Carthenville. 5.7 for the first quarter. Cavvy's fortunate there. Someone from Carthenville's got to go inbound the ball. It'll be Jill Staten. In the backcourt, Carly Tips has checked in for the Cavvies. The Staten will get it into Carly in the corner. Trap stolen by Rupert. Lainey tried to dump it down to Freely, but Gibson was right in the way. And that's how the quarter comes to a close. 8 minutes in the books here at Carthenville. It is Hillsborough 13, the Cavvies 7. Back with second quarter action following these messages on WUSMI. 13-7, Hillsborough with the lead. And, you know, all things considered for Carthenville, lucky to be down just six. 9 turnovers in the first quarter of play. But yet they trail just by 6 and have the basketball to start quarter number 2. Staten to Bersey, Gibson, Tips, and Loveless on the floor as Staten has it stripped on the way up. Out of bounds, last touched by Hillsborough. Toppers have on the floor Allie Schnarney, Lainey Rupert, Sierra Compton, Sophia Blankenship, and Alex Fraley. Baseline out of bounds for Carthenville. Staten, oh, nice out of bounds set. Gibson comes off the right block, countered to the foul for Hannah Gibson. Beautiful out of bounds set as Gibson came from the left side all the way across to the right block. A beautiful feed from Staten and a chance for the and one for Hannah Gibson, 5'10 freshman. The foul on Fraley, her first, team second. Free throw for Gibson is off the heel too strong. Rebound tapped around, eventually picked up by Rupert. A 4-point Hillsborough lead as Lainey comes into the front court. Leaves it off for Compton. Sierra Compton on the right wing with Rupert. Top of the key to Blankenship. Head fakes the three, but she shuffled her feet and called for the travel. Fifth Hillsborough turnover. She faked the three, shuffled the feet. And over to Carthenville it goes. Megan White back on the floor for Hillsborough. Alex Fraley will get a breather. 7:34 for the first half. A 4-point Hillsborough lead, 13-9. Jill Staten across the timeline with the left-hand dribble. Gets a screen from Gibson, now from DeBersey. She comes across the right side of the key. Here's Isabella DeBersey, top of the key. Drives, pulls up from about 7, too strong, and the rebound down to Schnarney for Hillsborough. Leaves it off for Compton. Sierra Compton into the front court. Little hesitation bounce. Gets around Loveless all the way to the baseline. Try to wrap around pass to White. Stolen by Staten. Jill Staten down the sideline and a little block foul on Allie Schnarney. That'll be her first, team's third. Sideline trigger, stage side for Carthenville. As Lily Reel is going to check back in, she'll replace Carly Tips. DeBersey gets it in the backcourt to Lily Reels. Reels into the front court for Carthenville. Leaves it for Loveless on the right wing. Jordan Loveless. He'll put it on the deck, stripped away by Compton. The ball's loose as Sierra tried to get it away, and it was deflected right back to her. And as she's on the deck with the ball, Brett Teakin gets the timeout. 6:52 for the first half, 13-9 Hillsboro with the lead. We'll come back to Carlinville High School following these messages on WSMI. There was about four bodies on the floor right there before that timeout. So during the Hillsboro timeout, the Topper bench was in mop mode as they were getting the perspiration mopped up off the floor. 6:52 for the half, a four-point Hillsboro lead, 13-9. Leany Rupert, 7 of Hillsboro's 13. Into the hands of Sierra Compton across the timeline. Carlinville's in a zone now, more of a, looks like a 2-3 zone. Out front between the circles, Compton on the left wing now with Carlock. Back it goes to Sierra. Compton surveying with the right hand dribble, finds Rupert on the left wing. Laney Rupert dribbles into the corner, trapped there, gets it off to Megan White. Megan attacks middle, dumps it back. Compton for three, missed it all, way too strong, and out of bounds it goes over to Carlinville. That was a good look for Sierra Compton. She just had too much on it. That was one of those when you let it go, you think, oh, that thing is pure, and then it just sails right over the rim. 13-9, Toppers lead. Carlinville has the ball. Here's Jill Staten. Spins middle, try to bounce pass. It bounced off a topper leg right to Taberzi. She kicks it out to Reels, who buries the corner three. Lily Reels' second three ball, and it's a one-point Hillsboro lead, 13-12. Carlinville just hanging around. 9 turnovers in that first quarter for Carlinville, but yet they were down just 6. Now they're down just 1. Here's Rupert left wing. Laney gets to the foul line, attacks. Bounce pass to Megan White. Little head fake. Got too far under the rim. Has to throw it out to Carlock. Now to Rupert. 3 ball for the answer. Left it short. And it will go out of bounds and belong to Carlinville. Alex Fraley going to check in for the Toppers as Sophia Blankenship will head out. Hillsboro 4-1 in conference play. Their one loss to Pena. Carlinville 3-2 in league play with a loss to Pena and a loss to Staunton. Here's Staten into the front court. Carlinville looking for the lead, and there's a travel on Reels. As we had a dribble handoff there between Staten and Reels, Lily didn't catch it cleanly, and she shuffled her feet before she could get the ball on the floor. 5.5 minutes for the first half, a 13-12 Hillsboro lead. Here's Compton between the circles, leaves it left wing for Carlock. High post to Fraley. Alex, 14-footer around and out. No good. Rebound down to Taberzi. Bella Taberzi now picks up the bounce and will leave it back for Jill Staten. Jill will bring it into the front court as we approach the 5-minute mark of the first half. Goes behind the back. Rupert stays right with her. In the corner to Taberzi. Bella drives baseline. Bounce pass. Gibson from outside the paint. Around and down for Hannah Gibson. And Carlinville has the lead, 14-13. 4:50 for the first half. Hillsboro hasn't scored in the quarter. Here's Carlock on the left wing. Back between the circles it goes to Compton. Sierra Compton picked up the dribble. Dangerous bounce pass to Rupert in the middle of the lane. A little bit behind Laney. Picked up by Carlinville. Now we'll get a jump ball. And it will stay with the Toppers on the arrow. That was a tough, tough pass for Compton there into all sorts of traffic in a congested area. Baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. They stack three players right side of the lane, Fraley at the right elbow. Here's Compton, right side of the key, leaves it for Carlock. Kennedy for three, just grazed the front iron off the hands of Fraley, picked up by Taberzi, knocked out of bounds by the Toppers. And it will be Carlinville basketball with 4:31 to play in the first half. 14-13 Carlinville. They're on a 7-0 run here in the quarter. Jill Staten brings it left side. Oh, nice hesitation there. She's going to pull from about 12. Off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Fraley. Knocked away from Alex. Off of Megan White, out of bounds, and it'll be Carlinville ball. It'll be Taberzi to throw in from the baseline. Isabella looking, still looking. Needs to get it in, and she throws it right off the back of Compton. It's somehow kept in play and picked up by Loveless in the left corner. That was a strange-looking sequence right there. Staten has it now. Skip pass to Reels on the right wing. Lily dribble drive stripped on the way up. Picked up off the deck by Laney Rupert. Here comes Rupert down the heart of the floor. She crosses over, bounces it off the foot of a Cavalier defender. And it'll stay with Hillsboro. 4 minutes exactly for the first half, and with a stoppage in play, we will get our second quarter mask timeout with Carthenville now leading Hillsborough 14-13. You're listening to Girls High School Basketball on WSMI.
Well, the Cavaliers hung tough after a rough first quarter that saw them turn the ball over 9 times and score just 7 points, but they were down only 6, and now they're on a 7-0 spurt here in the second quarter, and they lead it 14-13 with 4 minutes to play in the first half. And that has been the calling card of the Carthenville program since Darren Deneve took over, is their defense. It has kept them in so many games over the last decade and a half, and it's done so again here in the first half tonight. Here's Compton, leaves it on the right wing for Carlock. Compton, top of the key three for the lead, got it. Sierra Compton with 7 points. That's a big shot for Hillsborough, their first points of the quarter, and it puts them up 16-14 with 3:40 to play in the half. Long pass in the front court from Staten to Loveless. She will skip it across the floor to Lily Reels in the left corner with DeBerzi. Isabella, nice little ball fake, drives baseline, got too far under the backboard though, missed it, got it back and lays it up and in. If at first you don't succeed, try again, says Isabella DeBerzi, and we are tied at 16. That was just a great second effort from DeBerzi. Here's Compton, right wing with Carlock. Kennedy thought about the three, back to Sierra. Can she get two in a row off the heel, too strong? Offensive rebound, though. Carlock attacks and missed it on the follow. Rebound down to DeBerzi. She gets it off to Staten. Jill, lead pass in the front court, Loveless. Good job by Jordan to track that down before it headed out of bounds. Here's DeBerzi, top of the key. She'll take the three, missed it short, and the rebound to the toppers and Lainey Rupert inside of 3 minutes for the first half. Tied at 16. Here's Rupert fighting, probing, off-balance shot, missed it. To the floor, the rebound picked up by Jill Staten. She'll dump it back to DeBerzi. Pass in the front court to Staten. Jill Staten on the bounce, right wing. No one picks her up. She'll pull for three, too strong. And the rebound down to Carlock. Hillsborough fortunate there. No one picked up Jill Staten. Here comes Carlock on the fly. Dumps it to Compton, right back to Carlock on the right wing. Dangerous diagonal pass tipped by DeBerzi, picked up off the floor by Loveless. That pass was too long, and the angle was too tough to get through that Carthenville defense. 2:10 for the half. Tied at 16. Here's DeBerzi attacking left side. All the way to the rim. Layup is good for Isabella. DeBerzi with 4 points all in the quarter. And Carthenville back in front, 18-16. Inside of 2 minutes for the half. Here's Carlock for three. Left it short. And a good block out by Reels. And she has the rebound. She wants to push now into the front court. Finds Staten. Left wing three. Left that one short. And Fraley with the rebound for Hillsborough. Boy, Jill's had an open look here from three on the right wing and the left wing. Couldn't get either. 18-16 Cavies. Here comes Carlock. Attacks. Throws the pass right through the legs of Fairley. Turned over. And then we got a foul on Hillsborough's. Reels got pushed heading up the floor. Fourth team foul on Hillsborough. They'll get the personal on Megan White, her first. Addie Rule checks back in along with Braylee Weiser for Carthenville. 91 seconds for the half. A 2-point Cavie lead. Here's Jill Staten, the lone senior on this Carthenville team. They already had their senior night earlier this year. Nice slip pass from Staten on the baseline to Gibson. She left it short. Rebound to Megan White. Hannah might have rushed that just a little bit. Into the hands of Sierra Compton. She pushes across the timeline. Leaves it for Carlock on the right baseline. Back to Sierra on the right wing. Compton now with the left-hand bounce, dumps it to White, 12-footer, baseline, no, and the rebound down to DeBerzi. Final minute, first half, a 2-point Carthenville lead, 18-16. Jill Staten being checked by Rupert, works right side, lost the bounce momentarily, leaves it for Weiser, three, left it short, Gibson with the offensive rebound. And Carthenville will reset, 40 seconds for the half. Staten working on Compton, gets around her, bounce pass to Rule, kicks it back out to DeBerzi, now into the hands of Staten. Jill leaves it for Weiser, on the right block Gibson, she will kick it to DeBerzi, open for three, banked it in, oh, Bella with the bank, 7 points for DeBerzi, a 5-point lead for Carthenville. When you start banking in threes, you start to feel good, maybe it's your night. Here's Compton on the left wing with Rupert, 13 seconds for the half. Lainey Rupert knifes through three white shirts. Tough shot. Draws the foul. Almost had the and one.
Second team foul. They're going to call that foul on the floor. And they're going to get to Bursey on the personal, her first. So baseline out of bounds, front court for Hillsboro, 8.8 seconds for the first half. 21-16 Carlinville. Rupert gets it in to Fraley. Off to Rupert Compton. Now Carlock with four. Back to Compton with three. Drives. Tough shot. Carlock at the horn. She banked it in. Kennedy Carlock returns the favor. She banks in the three at the buzzer. So the two bank shots cancel each other out. And at the half, it is Carlinville 21. Hillsboro 19. We'll come back with your halftime numbers following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Carlinville. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios producing this South Central Conference action with Hillsboro down by two at the half here as we get set for the start of the third quarter. Carlinville will get the basketball first. They'll have Isabella DeBerzi, Jill Staten, Jordan Lovelace, Hannah Gibson, and Lily Reels on the floor. Hillsboro counters with Alex Fraley, Lainey Rupert, Sierra Compton, Kennedy Carlock, and Megan White. So both coaches going with their original starting fives here tonight. A two-point Carlinville lead. Staten finds DeBerzi on the curl off the window. It's good. Was a beautiful set out of the halftime break for Darren Deneve and Carlinville. Now Rupert attacks. Contact baseline, no call. Kicks it out to Compton, and she knocks down the 15-footer off the right elbow. Sierra with nine. All the defense collapsed on Lainey Rupert, and you can understand why, but Lainey made the proper basketball play and found Compton for the open jumper. Now a reach and foul on Hillsboro. They will get Rupert with the personal, her first, team's first of the half. Gibson has to throw it in the backcourt to Staten, as that was a trigger right at midcourt. Here's Staten, dangerous pass through the hands of Compton and last touched by Lovelace out of bounds over to Hillsboro. That was just too long of a pass from Jill Staten as she was in the backcourt and tried to fire it on the baseline into the right corner. A two-point Carlinville lead, 23-21. We've played 50 seconds here in the second half. Here's Carlock, leads it for Compton out at the volleyball spike line. Back to Kennedy now, and Brett Teakin wants a timeout. He didn't like the set. 7:06 for the third quarter, 23-21. Carlinville will come back to the Big House on West Main following this one message on WSMI. So an early timeout in the third quarter for Brett Teakin. Was not happy with the offensive set. On the baseline now with Fraley. Alex. Holding, now bouncing once, picking up, dumps it down to Rupert, draws a double team across the lane to Megan White off the window. It's good. That was a nice offensive set for the Toppers, and Lainey Rupert continues to make the proper basketball play. When she draws multiple defenders, she's finding her open teammates. On the baseline with Lovelace, drives baseline, gives it to DeBerzi, across the lane to Gibson, too strong from 10, and the rebound down to Alex Fraley. Tied at 23, Toppers can retake the lead here. Compton leaves it in the corner. Carlock will pull the trigger, air ball, and the rebound down to DeBerzi. Outlet pass just shy of midcourt to Jordan Lovelace. Jordan drives to the right wing. Contact, sheds the defender, pulls for three, and knocks it down. A long two, actually, for Jordan Lovelace. As Compton, I think, tried to draw the charge there, didn't get the whistle. That freed up Lovelace. 25-23, Cavies. Here's Megan White at the foul line. Leaves it back for Sierra Compton. Carlock open for three. She'll try it again. That one rattled out, no good. And the rebound tipped around between White and DeBerzi. Last touched by Megan White, and it'll be Carlinville ball. Kennedy a little annoyed that she didn't knock down one of those shots. Here comes Staten. Gets past Rupert. Pulls up from 10. That's a little bit strong. And the rebound down to Sierra Compton. She wants the push. Long pass in the front court to Rupert. Lainey makes the catch left wing. Now she attacks. Gets to the right block all the way to the rim. Left it a little short. Good contest in there by Gibson. And the rebound down to Lovelace. She gets it off to DeBerzi. Hillsboro hounding in the back court and a foul on Kennedy Carlock. That's her first, team second. Boy, both these teams have to be strong with the basketball tonight. As both defensive units coming for that basketball. 5.5 minutes for the third quarter. A two-point Carlinville lead. That's where we were at half. Hillsboro had a six-point lead after the first quarter. Staten across the timeline, met there by Lainey Rupert. Here's DeBerzi right wing. Across the floor to Staten now, high above her head in surveys. Jill puts it on the deck, left side of the key. Now she'll work left wing onto the baseline. Gets just outside the lane and draws the foul. But that was really good patience that time from Jill State, and she just let that play develop and eventually was able to get to the baseline and to the foul line. Foul on Megan White, her second. Jill tonight, 4 points, 1 of 2 at the foul line. Spins it in front of her, bounces it twice, spins it in her hand, and off the heel too strong. Hillsborough has yet to attempt a foul shot in this ball game. Carly Tips checks back in for the Cavs, replacing Lily Reels. Tips, a 5'4 sophomore. Staten's second free throw. No good, missed the pair, and the rebound tracked down by Megan White in the right corner. That doesn't happen very often. Jill Staten missing 2 free throws. Here's Rupert on the right wing, keeps a dribble alive, gets to the baseline, and an offensive foul on Lainey Rupert as Hannah Gibson stood in and took the charge. For Lainey, her second personal foul, 10th turnover on the Toppers. Third team foul of the half. Fourth team foul of the half. Here's Staten, gets it to Gibson in the corner. Loveless open for a 3, air ball, goes right to Tips, but then it bounced off her foot out of bounds. She might have ran in to Taberzi there, and it'll belong to Hillsborough. Here comes Compton racing into the front court. Sierra, top of the key, leaves it on the right wing for Carlock. High post feed to Megan White. She's double-teamed in there, gets it off to Compton, right wing to Carlock. Dumps it down on the block, Fraley, deep post position, off the window too strong, and the rebound tipped around to Taberzi for Carthenville. 4.5 minutes for the third quarter. Taberzi, a lead pass to Carly Tips. Carly got all turned around, was able to corral it. Finds Staten. Her 3 ball off the left wing is no good. And here comes Lainey Rupert quickly into the front court. Contact there with Loveless. No whistle as Rupert keeps the bounce. And then she was fouled. No, just lost the handle. No, we got the foul out front by Todd Maxwell there. Second team foul on Carthenville. First personal on Jordan Loveless. 4:15 for the third. Oh, they get it right in underneath to Megan White, and she missed it. Point blank, and she missed it, but she got the rebound back. Sophia Blankenship on the floor for the Toppers. She leaves it off for Compton. Back to Sophia. She wants the 3. Line drive short, and the rebound down to Jill Staten. Jill wants to push into the front court, now slows it up down the sideline, gets around 2 Topper defenders, all the way to the rim. The layup is good. No one stopped the ball, and Staten got all the way to the rim, 27-23 Carthenville. Now Rupert tries to do the same, runs right into Taberzi, and a foul on Isabella. For Taberzi, that'll be her second. Rupert being real aggressive, taking the ball to the rim here. 3:45 for the third quarter. We will get our mask timeout with Carthenville leading Hillsborough 27-23. Back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI. 3:45 for the third quarter. It is a 27-23 Carthenville lead as they've added 2 points to their lead here in the third quarter. 9 points for Isabella Taberzi. That paces all Carthenville scores. 9 points for Sierra Compton to lead the way for the Toppers. Lainey Rupert is at the free throw line here coming out of the timeout. Lainey, 7 points tonight, all coming in the first quarter. The first quarter that saw Hillsborough build a 6-point lead. Free throw for Rupert is short. First foul shot of the night for Hillsborough comes up short. Lainey backs away from the foul line. Now she comes up, toes the line, 1 dribble, release, and that rimmed out no good. Missed the pair, but the offensive rebound to the Toppers. Now Rupert pulls for a 3. That's an air ball out of bounds off of Gibson. It'll stay with the Toppers. So Jill Staten missed 2 free throws in a row. Then Lainey Rupert misses 2 free throws in a row. Neither one of those happens hardly ever, let alone the same game. Here's a 3 ball from Compton, no, and the rebound down to Isabella Taberzi. She picked up her dribble, needs some help in the backcourt, finds Carly Tips, right back to Bella it goes. 3:25 for the third quarter, still a 4-point Carthenville lead. Here's Taberzi left elbow, leaves it for Tips, little ball fake, then she bounced it off of her foot, ball jarred loose to the deck, Compton first to the floor, and it'll be Hillsborough ball as Taberzi came in for the dive, but she was out of bounds when she touched the basketball. 3:15, third quarter, a 4-point Carthenville lead. Here's Fraley on the right baseline. These two teams could meet in the regional next week.
Here's Rupert, right block, all sorts of traffic around here. Kicks to Compton, out to Blankenship for three. That's an air ball, and it's out of bounds to Carlinville. Compton did all she could do to save it, but she was just did not have enough real estate there. Carlinville's the sixth seed in the subsectional. Hillsboro's the two. Toppers will be the best seed in that regional if they will be hosting next week. Here's Tip. She traveled. She was looking to feed the post to Gibson, and she just kind of took an extra step as she picked up the dribble. Brealey Weiser going to replace Tips now. 2:48 for the third quarter. A four-point Carlinville lead. They led by two at the half. Offense has been a struggle tonight for the Toppers. They've had some good looks, just haven't been able to make them. Here's Blankenship, top of the key to Compton, back to Sophia. Feeds the right block down to Freely, was tipped on the way into Alex, and then a foul on Carlinville. It will get Gibson. It's her first, team's third of the half. Baseline out of bounds for Hillsboro. It'll be Laney Rupert to throw it in. Addie Rule will guard the inbounder. Rupert gets it in left corner. Blankenship for three. Yes, Sophia Blankenship knocks down the three, and Hillsboro needed that in a big, big way. 27-26 Cavaliers as Gibson gets fouled from behind by Laney Rupert. That's the third on Laney. So that's a concern for the Toppers here, but 2:24 to play in the third quarter. Rupert checks the board, sees that's her third. Carlinville gets it in, middle of the floor to Weiser. Dumps it back to Staten now. It's Compton on Jill Staten. Jill blows by her, pulls up from 15, around and out, no good. Rebound down to Hillsboro and Addison Lowe. Her outlet to Rupert, tightrope the sideline, contact, no whistle, and Laney lost the basketball. She was trying to play through the contact and not step out of bounds, and she lost the handle. Here's Jill Staten on the baseline. Leaves it for DeBerzy, left wing. In the corner to Staten, wants the three ball, that's short. To the floor, the rebound goes, picked up by Freely. Quick outlet to Rupert, one on two, stops, pops, and knocks from 14. Laney Rupert with nine, and just like that, Hillsboro back in front, 28-27, 100 seconds for the third quarter. A wide open was Rule, no one saw her. Now they see her late, Addie off the window, and it rolls down for Rule. Carlinville back in front. Addie Rule standing down there for about 7 seconds with no one around her. 85 seconds for the third quarter, 29-28 Cavies. Here's Compton, leaves it back beyond the three-point line for Rupert. Laney turns the corner. Nice dump down pass to Freely. She's blocked and fouled. Two free throws coming for Alex Freely. The foul will go on to Bersey. That is Isabella's third. Free throws for Freely. Hillsboro looking for the first make from the line tonight, and they still are looking for it, as that is too strong. 0 for 3 at the stripe. Lily Reels returns, replacing DeBerzy. Also Loveless back on the floor for the Cavaliers, replacing Weiser. Second free throw for Alex Freely is good. One out of two for Alex. Hillsboro now 1 of 4 from the foul line, and we are tied at 29. Kennedy Carlock checks back in, replacing Freely, as Hillsboro showing a little full court pressure now. In the backcourt with Jill Staten. Middle of the floor to Gibson. Across the timeline with the pass to Loveless. Carlinville handled that nicely. Rupert got a hand on that pass out to Staten, but Jill corrals it. Gets a ball screen from Reels. Dumps it on the baseline. Rule. Addie Rule got the kind bounce. She left it short at the baseline. Hit high and went down. 4 points for Rule. A two-point lead for Carlinville. Here's Rupert. Three defenders around her. Leaves it for Carlock. That frees up Compton. Three for the lead. Halfway down and kicked out. Rebound down to Staten, 40 seconds from the third quarter. Here comes Jill Staten. Gets between the circles now, keeps the bounce alive. She'll pull it out between the volleyball spike line and midcourt. Compton there with the man-to-man pressure. Staten spinning inside the three-point line, now working back out to the volleyball spike line. Dumps it off to Loveless, right back into the hands of Staten. 23 seconds for the quarter. Jill left wing to Lily Reels. Reels now checks the clock, brings it back between the circles. 15 seconds for the quarter. Lily Reels, dangerous pass through two Topper defenders, stolen. 14th turnover. Run out for Rupert, up and down for the easy deuce. 11 points for Laney Rupert, and we are tied at 31, 3 seconds for the quarter. Into Gibson, off to Reels, Staten, and there's no time for a shot. After three quarters, It is Carthenville, 31. Hillsboro, 31. We're back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI.
Well, Nokomis and South County playing for the MSM Conference title tonight. At the half, it was Nokomis leading 29-24. Here, after three quarters, Hillsboro and Carthenville are tied at 31. Now, South County, they will also be part of that Hillsboro Regional coming up this week. They will be hosting Litchfield on Saturday, a 2 o'clock game. We'll have live coverage of that here on FM 106. Carthenville will host Gillespie on Saturday night at 6. Live coverage here on WSMI FM 106.1. Here's Carlock, dribble drive off the heel, too strong. Rebound is out of bounds. Last touch by Carthenville. This has been a South County now leading by 2 points, Jennifer Graham tells me, over Nokomis for the MSM Championship. Here's Compton for three. Nails it. Hits the deck hard. After she drills the three ball, she has a dozen. She is on her feet now. Boy, that made a loud sound over on the stage side of the floor. A three-point topper lead. Here's Loveless for the answer. Yes! Jordan Loveless comes right back. Five for Jordan, tied at 34. Well, these teams have had answers for each other. Carlock traveled there. Shuffled their feet on the ball fake. 12th Hillsboro turnover. At the end of the first half, in the final minute, Taberzi banked in a three to put Carthenville up five, and then Carlock banked in a three at the horn to get the lead back down to two. 7 minutes for the ball game, tied at 34, Carthenville and Hillsboro. Here's Staten. Dribbles onto the sideline, trapped. Ball knocked away off of Jill's leg, out of bounds. 15th Carthenville turnover. That was a nice job over there on the sideline. Carlock and Rupert coming with that quick trap. Compton into the front court for the Toppers. Leaves it for Kennedy on the right wing. Right back to Sierra. Bounce pass to Carlock. That pass is tipped by Staten. Picked up off the floor by Gibson. Good hands there from Jill Staten. 6:40 to play in the ballgame. Taberzi. Into the front court, being hounded by Rupert. Landy playing with those three personal fouls. Here's Staten. She wants to clear things out on the right wing. Rupert picks up the man-to-man defense. Staten tried to feed the post. It was knocked out of there by Rupert, picked up by Staten on the sideline. Here comes Jill. Nice little slip pass to Gibson. In the corner to Reels for three, too strong, and the rebound down to Fraley. Quick outlet to Rupert. Laney on the fly. Down the left side and a block on the Cavies. Two free throws for Laney Rupert with 6:15 for the ball game. They will get Loveless on the foul. That's Jordan's second, team's fifth. Tied at 34. Rupert at the free throw line, 11 points, 0 for 2 from the foul line tonight. The toss is good. A dozen for Laney Rupert. Allie Schnarney will check in, 5'5 senior for the Toppers, replacing Kennedy Carlock. So when the ref throws the ball to Laney, she takes a step back and then toes the line. One dribble, the release, and good. A baker's dozen for Rupert. Hillsboro back in front, 36-34. 6:10 for the ball game. Little token full court pressure. Staten and Taberzi handle. Loveless for three, missed it out of the right corner, and the rebound down to the Toppers and Megan White. She will leave it off for Sierra Compton. Sierra quickly into the front court, top of the key. Now she slows it up. On the right wing with Schnarney. Allie for three. That's too strong. And Loveless with the weak side rebound for Carthenville. She tried to cross over on Compton. Stolen. 16th turnover on the Cavaliers. That was a costly one. Here's Rupert driving baseline. Laney, nice slip pass to White. Megan head fake, rises and down for Megan White. Six for Megan. The lead is four for the Toppers. Another nice basketball play from Laney Rupert. And then good patience for Megan White not to rush. They feed the block down to Gibson. Stripped and fouled was Hannah. White and Schnarney both in the area. It'll be the sixth team foul. And Megan White, the guilty party, her third. Baseline out of bounds for Jill Staten and the Cavies. Kennedy Carlock to the table. She's going to check in, replacing Schnarney. 38-34 Hillsboro, 5:23 for the ball game. Jill Staten gets it in right corner to Gibson. Right wing now with Taberzi. Isabella Taberzi on the bounce out near the volleyball spike line. The 5 second count is on. Oh, she spins away from Fraley, gets into the paint, kicks it out to Loveless. Jordan thought about the deep three, She'll put it on the deck. Now picks up the bounce. Dangerous skip pass tipped into the backcourt, stolen by Rupert. Lainey Rupert crossing over. Left block attacks and draws the foul. The long cross-court pass proved to be costly there for Carthenville. Sixth team foul on the Cavvies, and they will get Lily Reels on the personal, her first. And with 4:58 to play in the ball game, Darren Deneve wants a timeout. Hillsboro 38, Carthenville 34. Back to Carthenville High School following these messages on WSMI. 4:58 for the ball game. Hillsboro leading 38-34. Lainey Rupert at the free throw line for two shots. Been a back and forth ball game here after Hillsboro had a 6-point lead after the opening quarter. Free throw is good for Lainey. She has 14 now. Cavaliers had a 2-point lead at the half. It was tied at 31 after three. Now the Toppers looking to match their biggest lead of the night at 6. Free throw for Rupert is no good. Left it a little short, rolled off. Rebound down to Taberzi. She's going to get fouled by Fraley, and that puts Hillsboro over the limit. Not the foul you're looking for there underneath your own hoop. Second personal on Fraley. So we take the long walk to the other end. It'll be Isabella Taberzi at the charity stripe for the one and bonus. Bella, a 5'10 freshman, has 9 points tonight. The free throw is good. 10 points for Taberzi. Gets the topper lead down to 4. Second free throw for the left-handed freshman. Missed it to the right, and the rebound down to Lainey Rupert. Lainey head up the floor and pushing into the front court. To the right elbow, keeps the bounce alive now on the right wing. Leaves it up top for Compton. Left wing with Carlock. Back between the circles to Sierra Compton. 4:40 for the ball game. Compton on the left wing finds Rupert. Right back to Sierra. Carlock, open three, right wing, around and out. Offensive rebound, Fraley, she's fouled, and free throw's coming. That was almost an and-one for Alex Fraley. Boy, been that type of night for Kennedy Carlock. She's got a smile on her face like, what else can I do? Good looks, good releases, and that's two of them that have been halfway down and kicked out. Kennedy says, I don't like these rims. Free throw here for Fraley. Two tosses for Alex, first one good. 2 points for Fraley. She's 2 of 3 from the foul line. The lead is 5 for Hillsboro. This again to match their biggest lead of the night at 6. Toss good. 41-35 Toppers. 4.5 minutes for the ball game. Here's Jill Staten. Leaves it back for Taberzi. Now to Staten. Still in the backcourt. Long pass in the front court to Reels. She has some space. She's going to pull from 10. Boy, she had probably another dribble or two that she could have gotten closer to the rim. Shot too strong. Rebound down to Compton for the Toppers. 41-35 Hillsboro with the lead as we approach the midway point of the money quarter. Dangerous pass nearly stolen by Staten, but it frees up Compton. She attacks foul line, leaves it for Carlock. Her three ball's off the mark, no good. Dangerous pass from Gibson found its way to Taberzi. That was almost stolen. Into the hands of Jill Staten. Jill all the way down the lane, off the window, and she missed it. She did the hard part and then missed the layup. 3:45 for the ball game. 41-35 Hillsboro leading with possession. Here's Sierra Compton out near midcourt. Leaves it on the right wing for Carlock. Bounce pass, volleyball spike line to Compton. Tucks it under her right arm momentarily. Then her pass to Carlock is tipped by Staten. Kennedy picks it up. Right elbow feed to Megan White. Back to Compton. Hillsboro taking their time here. Up 6 with the ball. Clock running 3:20 to play. Carlock out near midcourt. She'll put it on the deck. Out between the circles, near midcourt, leaves it back for Compton. Man-to-man defense here for Carthenville. But the Cavvies are going to have to come out and pressure or maybe think about fouling. 3 minutes to play in the ballgame. Staten went for the steal, didn't get it. That frees up Carlock, dumps it to Fraley. Her shot blocked in there by Taberzi, and the rebound down to Jill Staten. Here comes Jill to the foul line. Stops there, leaves it for Taberzi. 3, big shot, yes, for the freshman, Isabella Taberzi. She's got 13, and the lead is cut in half, 41-38. 2:40 to play in the ball game. Pointing for the Toppers, it's a fine line now, right? Working clock,
but not losing your aggressiveness on the offensive end. Here's Fraley, right elbow. Check that, Carlock leaves it on the left wing now for Compton. 2:25 to play. Sierra being pressured out there by Jill Staten. Lost her dribble. She needs some help, and it'll come in the form of a timeout from Brett Teakin. 2:20 to play in the game. Hillsboro 41, Carthenville 38. Toppers have the basketball when we come back following these messages on WSMI. Coming down to it here at the Big House on West Main, a three-point Hillsboro lead, 41-38, 2:20 to play in the ball game. Hillsboro's biggest lead has been 6. They had that at the end of the first quarter, and just moments ago here in the money quarter before Isabella DeBerzi hit a three-ball to cut that lead in half. It's Topper basketball. They'll have it front court, sideline trigger, stage side here at the Big House. It'll be Kennedy Carlock to throw it in, as she will throw it in the backcourt to Sierra Compton. Clock running, 2:15 to play in the game. Compton being checked out there by Staten. Got the dribble too far out in front. Jill poked it away, but then she's called for the foul. Second foul on Jill, seventh team foul, so that puts Carthenville over the limit. The initial jar loose was clean from Staten, but then the ball went back into the hands of Compton, and that's where the foul came. One in bonus here for Sierra. She has 12 points tonight. Free throw is good. Big free throw there. Hitting the front end of the 1-1. Makes it a two-possession game, 42-38, 2:12 to play. Second free throw for Sierra. Short, and the rebound down to Gibson. Good, strong rebound there, and a smart play by Freely to get out of the way. You don't want to reach in foul there. 2 minutes left in the ballgame. Here's DeBerzi, left elbow. Picked up the dribble, nearly had it stolen away, pivots around. She needs some assistance, and Darren Deneve will get the timeout to bail out to DeBerzi. A minute 58 to play. The lead is 4 for Hillsboro, 42-38. Carthenville has the basketball when we come back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI. Boys high school basketball tomorrow night, Hillsboro at Litchfield, live at 7:30 here on WSMI. Here tonight at Carthenville, the Hillsboro girls leading Carthenville 42-38. Here's Staten on the attack. Oh, she tried to pass it into the corner. Stripped from behind and stolen. 18th Carthenville turnover. That's a big, big defensive possession for the Toppers right there. 105 seconds to play in the ballgame. And a reach-in foul on Braylee Weiser. Team's 8, so 1 in bonus for the Toppers. It will send Kennedy Carlock to the free throw line, the 5'8 junior. 103 seconds to play. 3 points for Carlock tonight. She banked in the three at the end of the first half. Misses the front end of the 1-1. Offensive rebound, White, rejected by DeBerzi. Oh, what a big block shot for Isabella DeBerzi right there. Stays a 4-point Topper lead, 90 seconds to play ball game. Here comes Jill Staten, left wing. Looks for Gibson. The pass was behind Hannah. She got a fingertip on it to slow it up, and they save possession. Out between the circles with Staten now. Jill Staten. Dangerous bounce pass tipped out by Carlock. It'll stay with Carthenville. A minute 19 to play, and Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 42-38, Hillsboro with the lead. We'll come back to Carthenville High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at the Big House on West Main in Carthenville. Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios. A 4-point Hillsboro lead, 42-38, a buck 19 to play in the ballgame. Carthenville ball in the front court. DeBerzi gets it into Staten. Open three. Yes, Jill Staten knocks down the three. Big shot. She has 9. The lead is down to 1. 70 seconds to play. Compton into the front court. Goes behind the back. Jill pokes the ball away. Ball is loose on the deck. It is picked up by Rupert. As Loveless and Rupert both had their hands on it. It popped straight up in the air. And Lanny was able to corral it. Now a foul on Jordan Loveless. Man, Staten almost had that pick. She jarred it loose. She was first to the floor, couldn't handle it cleanly. And then Loveless and Rupert both had their hands on it. Ball squirted up, and Lanny was able to pick it up. The foul on Loveless, her third, team's 10th, so it's double bonus time for the Toppers. 56.4 seconds to play. Free throw is good. Hit all the iron and went down for Lanny. She has 15. Even if she makes this toss, it will be a one-possession game. 43-41 Hillsboro. Boy, for Carthenville here, the blockout is very important. Free throw short, and on the block out, it goes right to Rule. She's going to get tied up, but the Cavvies have it on the arrow. Boy, that's why you always block out the shooter, and Braylee Weiser did it to perfection right there. 43-41 Toppers. 50 seconds ball game. Carthenville with the basketball. Staten gets a couple of high ball screens up top. Spinning, foul line. Oh, stolen away. Megan White came in from behind and knocked it loose. 35 seconds to play. Into the hands of Lainey Rupert. A two-point Topper lead, half a minute to play. Rupert on the sideline. Finds Fraley off the window. It's good for Alex Fraley. Five for Fraley. Another beautiful find from Lainey Rupert. 45-41 Toppers. Here's Staten. Three to Bersey. Off the heel, too strong. Rebound tipped around. Rupert has it on the baseline with 10 seconds. And Carthenville not going to foul, evidently. 5 seconds. Rupert with 3 seconds. And the Toppers are going to dribble it out and win it 45-41. The Toppers survive here tonight in Carthenville. They improved to 5-1 in conference play. Their 16th win of the year as they beat Carthenville 45-41. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI.